Wait. Okay. I go first?
I mean, go ahead, bro. Let's see.
All right. Okay, all right. Call me Manny,
Jeezy.
Got a long way to go. I still need to grow. No one make me bold. Got your bitch screaming, whoa. Every time I flow, I make sure that I glow. Nigga, that's why I'm a be bro. Ain't got time for these bitches. Body full of stitches. Focus on my grind. I cannot finish behind. Yeah, focus on my grind. I cannot finish behind. Yeah. Yeah, whoa.
Yo, just promise me, hit this fucking stand-up comedy.
Yo, you jump in on y'all and we're gonna kill it. About to kill it.
All right, let's fucking, come on now, come on, get to the questions. Fucking,
he's gonna go.
Oh man, y'all threw me off guard, hold on.
Okay, hold on.
Got a long way to go. Gotta really catch this flow. Gotta really get this dough. Gotta put all these hoes. Man, you already know.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get this flow.
Yeah,
we on this podcast. You know how this fucking go.
Yeah,
we playing these tunes and we bust these moves.
Woo.
Yeah, we act a fool.
Woo.
And we making moves.
Hey, yeah.
Cause we stepping out with Manny and Sean and Chris.
Yeah.
Dancing. Yeah, that boy is the Don. We just having fun.
Yeah.
We just throwing it once.
What?
We be the hammer.
Yeah.
Yo.
What's good?
Welcome back to Can I Vibe With Y'all,
Welcome
man.
Welcome back.
Where the vibes are immaculate every time we hop up in here.
Every time.
I got to say this because it's been a long, long time since we did this. But we was freestyling before this episode today.
Just a little bit.
It's been a minute since we did that. Bit. If it's the first time watching, it's your boy Kaz. You can follow the IG, CAZ_0. I'm passing on over to you.
It's your boy Chris. You can follow me on IG. I'm at this 023.
Yes, sir.
And we got some comedians in the building today.
Yes, we do.
We got some funny guys.
We
was talking off camera, so, you know, we're going to get to it. Y'all go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Go ahead.
Well, thank you. I'm going first. Excuse me. Yeah, my name is Sean, and it's a pleasure to be here. Thank y'all for having us.
Absolutely.
You know, sir. Well, my name is Emmanuel Carey, but, you know, on the social media, everybody call me Manny. That's my name, call me Manny. But yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. I met with my boys on another podcast, you know, and we clicked and they said, Manny, when you coming on the podcast, I say, let me know, I'm here. You know, so I'm really happy to be here today, tonight. Yeah,
for
it's
sure,
going to be dope.
Sure,
I'm not going to
sure.
lie, I don't know what the fuss was about with T-Pendel. It was very easy to get in contact
That's
with you.
That's what I'm saying.
And get you on here. I don't know.
It was. I'm starting to think it was you, T.
Right. I'm telling you, he was like, yo, you ready to do something? I'm like, yeah, I'm ready. Then take 2 days to respond to me. I'm on another thing. So I'm like, we lost, you know, but I'm here. Really happy to be here.
And then it's crazy. You know, we improvise a lot on here, too. And then, Sean, you used to cut my hair, like,
I did.
3 years ago.
I did. You and your twin.
Shout out my brother, man. I didn't even know you were going to be here tonight. So,
yeah.
You know, sometimes that's just how we do it. That's how it is.
Yes,
so,
sir.
You know, we're going to catch a vibe.
Small world.
Small world. And we're going to do it a little different this time because Manny said he got a question.
Okay. All right. So, man, the question is just simple. Like, what made you start doing these podcasts? That's just it. That's the question.
Yeah, that's boring.
Okay.
I'm joking.
All right, I'm leaving. I'm out.
He said, I thought it was going to be deep.
Yeah. No, it was just...
Go ahead.
To sum it up, we were bored during quarantine.
It was COVID. Yeah.
It was COVID.
I told you when we got on here the first time.
Yeah.
I told you. Thanks to COVID.
But, you know, I'll say it again because there's new people coming in. We were doing live streams on Instagram during quarantine. And it was popping. I ain't gonna hold you. It was popping.
Straight for the booty and milk.
That's what we're talking about.
Is. Wow.
Where was that? Where's the invite on the live?
You were in Paris.
I was in Paris. Right. I was in France still.
You didn't have enough followers yet.
Yeah, not enough.
No, we were nobodies.
Yeah.
I think we had like 1,000 followers or something like that.
Wow.
I mean. But word just kept getting around. And the next thing you know, girls in Texas. Coming on.
Yeah, your, your brother told me.
Your
brother was like, yo, my brother's killing it with the podcast.
I'm going to extend off that question because I had a little bit of a question for you as well.
Okay.
You know, you do comedy.
Yes.
Whatnot.
I try.
So how did that start?
Yeah.
Because we kind of in the same creative space.
Okay. Well, it started because, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I'm a smart kid, but I'm also like a book smart. I don't like to sit down and just, you know, put something in my mind just like, oh, you got to remember it. I've always been like,
the class clown. I just like to make people like happy around me. So I don't really care how somebody gonna see me. You know, like when I go to the party, like my boy is gonna be like the mysterious guy, the good looking guy. That just, I don't care. I'm the clown. So I always like love like making like people laugh. So I started to watch YouTube when I was in France. And when I came to France at 12, and there was like these YouTubers that were doing like a lot of videos and were making me laugh. And I was like, wait a minute, they're making me laugh. I can do that too. So I started to film with my little Nokia at the time, really bad quality. And I was like just filming and putting on YouTube. It was bad. Don't look for my name. You're not going to find it. You might, but if you do, it's not me. Okay. So yeah, it was bad. And I just started to do that because I just want to make people laugh. But because I also play, like I used to play soccer at that time. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be a professional soccer player. My mom told me like, you can't do both things at the same time. You have to choose. And for me, I was like, I'm going to play football, soccer. But mm-hmm. I was still training, doing my thing at the same time. But I was like, no, I like to do videos. So every time I was training, maybe once a week, I'm still going to post like a video, maybe like on Instagram to make people laugh, or I'm going to put like something together. I always loved that. And then, you know, that's where it started, just because I wanted to make people laugh, but I didn't know that you can make people laugh like across the world, because I was mm-hmm. like, I can be here in America and I make somebody laugh in Ecuador or France or Nigeria. Like right now, I have like these followers like that from all around the world. I'm like, this is crazy, because I just want to make people around me happy. And the internet is a really easy way to touch.
So how did you get international?
Well, when I started to travel, because when I first time traveled to England, that's why I learned how to speak English. Mm-hmm. And English is a common language around the world, so everybody kind of speak English. So I was like, nah, I speak English. I'm just going to do the jokes, but in English. So I was making like little short films, but I was trying to make it funny, but like professional. I was like having like two cameras, mm-hmm. playing two different roles, because none of my friends wanted to be in my videos because they thought it was cringe, but now they all want to be in it. But it's so good, you know? So at first, you know, it was just like, that's how I started. I was like, you just do it. Like English helped me to reach more people basically by learning English, because French is my first language. So if you guys see me kind of struggle, don't make fun of me. Please.
No, okay. Good.
Yeah. I'm talking to them. Y'all are cool. I'm talking to you right now.
The internet gangsters. You know you're talking to.
Yeah.
So how did y'all get connected?
I mean, well, he used to come to the barbershop, right? Mm-hmm. And Noel used to cut his hair, and I've cut his hair one time. And then I seen him in my neighborhood one time. I was walking my dogs like a good little guy. And he was a little drunk.
You don't need to say it on camera.
I'm sorry. And whatever, long story short, one day he came into the barbershop. Anyway, before this, I was raised watching comedy. You know what I'm saying? And I always, you know what I'm saying? Me and my friends used to just, you know, back in the day, you could say anything, dog. Like,
yeah,
anything.
That is, man. True.
You know what I'm saying? So I've always loved to write, and I used to write stuff and write little blah, blah, blah. So this guy comes in the barbershop one day.
Can't curse.
And I'm working on it. And I walk in and he has his YouTube and it's on the screen, and I'm seeing somebody doing comedy, like, you know what I'm saying, on the improv. So I look up and I'm like, and then he's right there. So I look up, I'm like, yo, that's you?
Oh, damn.
And he's like, yeah, that's me. And I'm like, what? You know, he has a look to him. Like, the camera loves mm-hmm. this kid. You know what I'm saying? And when he's on, I don't mean to call you kid. You know what I mean?
I'm a kid.
You are a kid.
Compared to you.
Dang. That's all right. I wear it well. Anyway, yeah, so I was just like, wow, you know what I mean? I told him, you know, if you ever wanted to, you know, run some stuff by each other and you need any, you know, anything, you know, you want to write or just go through, you know, work on comedy, I'm down, because I've always loved to do it.
Okay.
And he was like, yeah, cool. You know what I'm saying? I thought he was like, yeah, whatever, guy, go to, you know what I mean? But he was like, yeah, cool. You know what I'm saying?
So you put it on the TV? Yeah, or was it
yeah because no, I just needed yeah. one view. Because at that time, I didn't have the followers.
Oh, so you were just promoting it.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, yo, please, can you guys give me one view?
What happened was his boys put him up to mm-hmm. it. Because they was like, you know, you want to be funny guy? Well, here, bop. They put him on. And I know his two friends that did that. You know, just by having the B-A-L-L-S to get on stage. Is that, can we say balls on here?
I just did.
And it just clicked, bro. And the kid, you mm-hmm. know, he's real good. He has something about him that, and I was just like, yo, he has it. Because I seen it. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, like, you know, Tracy Morgan, Eddie Murphy, I've seen all these dudes. You know, recently we just saw Tracy Morgan, right?
Yeah.
And we saw Chappelle.
Yeah.
And we see people that open for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I see Manny on stage, I know he has it. He has mm-hmm. that. You know what I'm saying? He knows Thank he you. Has it. You know what I'm saying?
Manny, what you think is the biggest difference between like being on stage and being camera here?
The thing like being on stage, I'm gonna be dead honest with you, everybody watching this right now. Like, I personally would like just to be a stand-up comedian that wake up, write jokes, go across the world, make people laugh, then be like...
Don't forget about the gym. You got to go to the
gym. Yeah, of course. Like, I'm not trying to flex, but you know what I mean? Look at the guns real quick. But, you know, yeah, I'd rather do that than just like have to... I love making videos on the internet. I love that. But I just feel like stand-up comedy is more real. It's like, it's one of the no, like...
It's like theater.
Yeah.
It's a performance.
It's a beautiful art. It's, I have so much respect for that. I just love that. It's so much different because when you do stand-up comedy, you have the people reaction in front of you, like right now. You like when you watch a video, like you post a video on TikTok or Instagram, somebody not gonna like it, just gonna skip it. But with stand-up comedy, somebody not gonna like
they gotta
it.
React to it.
They gonna look at you dead in your face and be like, "You not funny."
Yeah, you actually have the opportunity to control the crowd.
Yes,
and get a reaction out of people. With things that you say.
Yeah, you ever go in like you don't know what to expect?
Oh, all the time.
Every show is different.
All the time. Mm-hmm. All the time. Like now when I go to the improv, it's like my little home now. People started to know me a little bit there because I've been doing like there for a year now. Mm-hmm. And I go there and thanks to this guy right here that helps me like rehearse. And because English is not my first language, I'm going to come up maybe with a joke and he's going to make it like sounds English and funnier. And then I'm going to rehearse. I'm going to breathe it because he's like my first audience all the time.
Oh, okay.
He like knows all my routines. He knows them. Like he can literally do my routine like a 5-minute like that. That's what I'm saying. Like he's funny. He's talented. And because that's what when he told me like, oh, I've been watching comedy. Like I knew it was real because like that was the first time somebody ever like respected just my work, you know what I mean? Like when I showed my video the first time, I didn't have the platform that I have right now. So I just, my friend registered me for the first time for the stand-up comedy open mic. I went there, I just talked about the first time that I lose my virginity and people still laughed. And I promise you when I watch it right now, I'm like, this is trash. But like, compared to now, and it's not just I did it by myself. It's because all the time it's going to help me to pronunciate. Like, it's going to tell me, like, slow down. When you talk to the people on stage, talk to them like they're your friend. Just don't see them as an audience. Like, talk to them.
Tell them about the taco stand.
Yeah. We there's like, now, like, you know, when I do, like, stand-up comedy, like, in front of, like, 500 people, like, in the improv, or 400 people sometime when he's packed, I started, like, one room. We went one night for one open mic. And it was like near Miami. We drove all the way there. It was at the beginning when we started to work together. So he's like my working partner. This is my ride or die right here.
We was hyped. We was on the way to Miami.
We was hyped. We going, Miami.
He was like, yo, look up any open mic.
Yes.
I don't care where it is.
We gonna do it. We gonna kill it. We did in front of three people.
There was three people there, bro. It was a taco place.
Yes.
It was a taco place.
Wait, the taco stand in Wynwood?
No. It was in Miami, dog. It was a taco place.
Yes.
But
it was like a restaurant. And in the backyard.
Yeah, and in the back, they had comedy. You know what's funny? Not for nothing. They had some okay comedians there.
Yeah, it was
easy. But it was three people, dog.
Yes,
so they already paid somebody to go. One guy got paid. So he was comedians? Like, I don't care. I'm getting paid.
There was like...
How many comedians?
Like three or four.
Four. So there was more comedians.
And I'm the fourth one.
Yeah, yes, so right? No.
So at the beginning, the main comedian had like maybe like a couple of 20 people. It was like a little thing.
Yeah,
15.
Maybe 12.
Yeah.
Maybe 12.
Yeah, it was a couple of people there. But the funny thing is that by the time he got up, it was two months.
So many
was
so trash. So many left.
And guess what, though? He got up and did it anyway. And that's when I knew, I was like, yeah, okay. He has the drive. You know what I'm saying? He has the energy to do. Me, I'd be like, hey, I'm going home.
Because that might be three people that did not know you.
Yeah,
now they
absolutely.
Know you now.
Yeah.
And now they go tell other people about you.
I was
now, like, I just hope one day when they're going to see me, like, maybe have my first comedy special one day,
yes, sir.
They're going to be like, wait, that was the tackle guy.
Hey, listen, now.
That's the tackle guy. But you know,
now that's little Chalupa. No, now, now people stop him outside, bro. You know what I'm saying? Outside the show. And now people are like, wow, you're amazing. And, you know, I'll ask them, I'll say, well, what did you like? And we were in Miami, right?
The improv.
And these girls that went to UM and they were like, yo, you were awesome. And I was like, well, what did you think about, you know, his performance. What did you like? And they were like, first thing they said was, we liked that we didn't have to worry about him. Meaning, you know, other people get on stage and I know that because I'm that type of person where I'll get embarrassed for somebody while they're on TV. Sometimes, like, oh, Lord. No. You know, so when you get on stage and you have the control and the presence about you that he does, people don't have to worry about him. So he gets on stage and he does really, you know what I mean? He kills it. You know what I'm saying? And then when people talk, you know, come outside and people want to take pictures with him and stuff like that. Like, it's the ball is rolling. You know what I'm saying? He's doing what he wants to do. He's doing it. And I'm really just happy to be a part of it. And he, you know, lets me be creative with him. You know what I'm saying?
So always going to be there.
You know what I'm saying? So it's fun to me. Like, when we write or he rehearsing it, bro, I have a ball. You know what I'm saying? It's not really work.
Like, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I'm going to have, like, a long day after school, stuff not going well. Mm-hmm. And this is when, like, I know I love stand-up comedy. And this is what I want to do in my life. Because when I sit down and I write jokes and I come up, like, with a joke and I give it to him and he's like, this is funny. We laugh. And then he says something funnier and then we laugh.
Just expand, and expand.
Like, I'm not... Deadass right now, I can literally, like, you should give me 1 month and a half. Like, I know I have a room. You tell me, you let me promote it. I can have, like, a 45-minute show right now because we have, like, so much material. Like, you just let me have, like, my time of rehearsing. And I know by heart, and I try, like, in little places before the actual show, I really want to do it. But, you know, it's a really weird environment, you know, because when you go there, it's competition. You know, of course, like, when I go there, I want to be the best.
But
like,
what we try to do is... I try to make sure he has new material.
Because I beg my friend, come see me. And I don't want my friend to come see me and feel like they are watching something Absolutely. They already watch. I want to give people like a new experience every time they come.
You know what I'm saying? It's not, like I said, it's not really work. So it comes natural. And I feel blessed like that we was able to click how we clicking and I'm having a good time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we've been doing it for about a year.
Yeah.
And from Taco Stand... So what we doing now, that's why I say we're going to remember the Taco Stand. I might get iced out Taco Stand on my house, you know what I'm talking about?
Like Taco Stand.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You know, but like, I'm going to be honest. Yeah, I like, that's what I love with stand-up comedy. Just like, it's just a way to put words together to make it sound funny.
And it's
like,
a challenge.
It's a big challenge because challenge. You're going to say,
that's hard. That's hard.
Bro, this is so hard. And I watched like Chris Rock. Chris Rock said like stand-up comedy is one of the most, like the hardest, like in terms of performance art, he said that's the hardest one. And I totally believe it. Because like, when you do stand-up comedy, you know, it's like, people don't know what to expect. Because now, especially now, you're going to say stuff, you don't want to hurt people. Because you're going to say something, people are going to be like, oh my God, you said that.
Yeah.
But when you're a musician, you just play your music and you know people are going to vibe with it because they paid already.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great point.
You know what I mean? But when you do stand-up comedy, even people paid to come see you, you might say a joke that it might not be like, whoa, he really said
that's,
that?
That's why Chappelle took our phone.
Yeah. Right? Like that.
Yo, that's why we said beforehand, like, we don't talk about politics and religion.
Yes.
Right. Because we ain't kind of that space.
But you know what's
too,
funny? Yo, in my opinion, I'm not going to talk about it. Let's not get into it. But I don't think that's cool. I think that as a comedian, you should be able to say things in a funny way that people are thinking any day.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But now people are really in their G-string. Yeah. I was born in a certain area, in an era.
The ghetto.
Oh, my bad. No.
Sorry. I didn't say
area. But yeah. But yeah. That's an era. But yeah. And it's like, for people older
before
than,
dinosaurs, I'm sorry. Before, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to
yeah,
say that.
BC, before COVID. people that were born, people that are over, let's say, 30 to 35, were raised a certain way to, you know, when you're over a certain age, which is like, we shouldn't be excluded. People over 30 to 35 or whatever should not be excluded from all the new things y'all are doing now. You know what I'm saying? Because what y'all do now is amazing. But imagine being on a podcast and be able to really express yourself regardless if my opinion doesn't match with yours. You know what I'm saying?
That's how it should be.
Like, it should be like that. You know what I'm saying? If you was like, yo, you too old to be on here, I'd be like, wow. But, you know, I respect your opinion.
That'll be some interesting
things. Right, but I just think that we are getting too uptight, dog. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We're getting more tense than a camping trip. Anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because like there's like one joke that I did one time at improv, you know, because people like to compare me to Kevin Hart. right? Mm-hmm. Because I'm black and I'm short. That's what you guys thinking watching. I know you guys thinking that. You know what I mean?
And also like, who's this Puerto Rican sitting with Kevin Hart?
You know, that's literally. So I was like, whoa, you guys thinking I look like Kevin Hart? That's kind of, you know, the R word, cis. I'm not gonna say. I don't know if you can say it. You know,
you can say racist.
Racist. You know, and
not a bad word.
That's kind of bad. You're basically saying everybody look alike. I don't. Black people don't look alike. We resemble each other.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I'm going to use the pain that people tell I look like this to just mm-hmm. turn it into something just funny. Mm-hmm. And then I did that in a kind of like college environment-wise. People were like, oh my God, whoa, he really said that? That's why I don't like to do stand-up comedy in front of like college students, because college students are this generation.
Oh,
yeah, they worse. Bad. That's the generation.
Yeah, but that's because that's...
I thought they would be more accepting.
No, yeah. In comedy clubs... Look, bro, Tracy Morgan's audience was...
Adults.
Like, adults, but not only that, it was like 70% white people.
Yeah.
No, you know what I'm saying? And yo, and Tracy Morgan from the hook, huh? And yes. I just saw him on the Def Comedy Jam 25th anniversary. You know what I'm saying? And that whole crowd was all comedians, they were all black, and you know what I'm saying? It was awesome. That's on Netflix. And when we went to go see him, it was an adult crowd. And most of the comedies we've been to was adult yeah. crowd. So I feel like the younger crowd is more
don't go
waiting for you to say something.
Yes,
so I can cancel that. Your ass.
Oh yeah.
No, that's the culture. Oh my God, you said that, I'm gonna tweet it.
Yeah.
Look how many
jazz. Yeah. No, even when I do my videos on TikTok, I'm like, all right. There's some stuff that we're gonna say, there's some stuff we're not gonna say because people might get butthurt.
Yeah.
That's why we said that.
Hey, that's how it be. I feel like before you guys take pictures, like cancel on three.
One, two. Yeah. No, it's crazy because that's how we in that same space. We're trying to learn TikTok, uh-huh. and it's like we can't say certain things.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We talk about women a certain way, and it won't even be in a negative way.
Yeah,
uh-huh. But just that the fact that we're talking about them.
Yeah, okay. If you make a girl out, like that's what I'm saying. Like people my age that come to see me, my friend are females that come mm-hmm. to support me, and they bring their other friend female. Like, oh my God, Manny, you were the best tonight, and I'm like, okay, this is what I'm looking for because this is my future audience. So like if they already came to see 5 minutes when I'm gonna have like a whole show, they're gonna be like, oh, my friend Manny having this show at the West Palm, come, it's gonna be longer, mm-hmm. it's gonna be all about me and what I have to say, so people are gonna be like ready because they know me. But the people that don't know me, because sometimes when the improv like promotes you on their website or whatever, mm-hmm. you just buy a comedy ticket because you feel like, oh, it's a night, I want to go out, I don't know what to expect, I'm gonna see this guy for the first time, mm-hmm. so these people don't know me, so I might say something that they don't like. And that's why, like, I'm like, why? Because when I watch the Def, bro, I study comedy. I love that. I respect
why
that.
Why do you study comedy?
Because of you.
Huh.
Because you tell me to.
Yes. I swear to God, make him watch older comics.
Yes.
Because
yeah, go ahead.
No, I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I want him to know what, because that's what he wants to do. So if that's what
I
he wants to do,
that. I
want
to be an actor and a stand-up comedian. That's what I want to do.
The people that was before him that you know what I'm saying?
That paved the way. Absolutely.
Jack. I'm trying to be recognized like by these people. Like mm-hmm. I'm sorry if I put my hand in the thing, but I'm trying to be recognized by these people. Like mm-hmm. I want somebody that I look up to be like, yes, this kid is the future of comedy. I don't care if Sarah, 22 years old, that go to FAU, don't like my stuff. I don't care. I'd rather have
Sarah from FAU, and she does like
Oh, me too. That's crazy.
That's crazy because we know her too.
Oh, do you?
Everybody knows
what
Sarah.
What kind of stuff does she like?
But no, like, I'd rather have like these people. That's why I'd rather study what they do, what they did, mm-hmm. to kind of put it in my stand-up because, bro, like, that's what I love.
You see the big picture, so you're not worried about
it. Yeah, I ain't worried about people. I know it's going to come. It's going to come anyway.
And he has potential. Sure. Like, I know. This is why I tell him, I don't make him. I was only joking. I tell him, yo, you should watch this. Because I know he has that type of potential. Why? Because I grew up watching what I know he has. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm like, yeah. You know, I know he has it. I know he can do it.
So you see it from that older perspective,
Yeah.
And then, you know, when I go to this improv and I see, like, a beautiful white woman, age of like 60, whatever, that laugh at my joke, I'm happy. And when I see another person who is black laughing at my joke, mm-hmm. I'm happy. And when I see a younger person, I'm happy. I'm trying to make everybody laugh. I'm not trying to make just one type of people. Mm-hmm. You know, there's like people like, you know, they're going to do like those who jokes where they're going to talk about ass and girls mm-hmm. and all that. That's not me. I didn't grow up in the hood. I try to talk about my trauma, what happened in my life, turn into funny and make other people laugh. Like I'm trying to make everybody laugh.
I think that's what comedy is, for you to be able to say stuff from your perspective and make it funny is an art. It's an art. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a talent to be able to make somebody laugh, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and like back in the day, the comics would take stuff that are horrific
and make people laugh about it. You know what I'm saying? Because it happened regardless. Regardless of how horrific it is, it still happens. So for you to be able to laugh about it, that's, we all human, dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially when it's uncontrollable, too. You're like, damn, I was supposed to laugh at that.
Yeah. And right. That's another great point, dog. If it's natural, then...
That's how you know you're doing a good job.
So I'm saying.
Exactly. We all human, bro. And that's why I think that cancel stuff is trying to take a little bit away from being human, dog.
I hate the whole
cancel. We're not androids, bro. Yeah. And nobody's perfect. Nobody.
Nobody.
But now social media, they kind of... It's like, you have to paint this perfect picture.
Bro, yeah. That's no good. And that's going down the wrong... To me, in my opinion, dog, it's going down the wrong way. You feel me? Like, he has many followers on Instagram and TikTok and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't even be on Instagram like that. I got TikTok because of him. You know what I'm saying? Just to watch his stuff. You know what I'm saying? And people are probably like, what? I have Instagram, but I'm not all on it. Because, bro, it'll be times I'll be scrolling my life away and throw the phone. And 2 seconds later, I'm scrolling my life away. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. But no, but yeah. He, you know what I'm saying? He's doing this thing. And I know you guys need that platform. We didn't, you know what I'm saying? A lot of comics didn't have that platform. Mm-hmm. And he has it, you know what I'm saying? Through his videos and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not really a part of his videos like that. Like, he'll run them by me and I'll be like, yo, that was hilarious. Hilarious.
Nah, but you part of it.
Yeah, I am. But like, his videos and stuff, like, this kid comes up with stuff, like, you know what I'm saying? He's really talented. Like, a lot of people don't, you know what I'm saying? He does the stand up a lot, but the videos and stuff, like, even if he's not filming and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And that's and comedy breaks age barrier, because I'm a lot older. I'm old enough
that is true.
To be his older brother.
I know you said your kid is 32.
Yeah. But that's the thing, like, and we vibe. Like, I always, sometimes I'm like, yo, that's crazy thing. You know, he's young, dog. And we just vibe on the same level. And like, he'll tell me one day, like, yo, Sean, even if I went to the club with you, dog, I'll be proud of you two. And just by him saying, he's got to be proud. I'm like, yo, I'm...
No, for real, though. Like, that's what, like, I don't mind. Like, I'll literally, like, I go to a party that's going to be, like, young people and of my age. You know what I mean?
I drop him off and be like, yo, if you call me, need me. I mean, if you need me,
I don't mind. Like, he's going to be there. And because he's like a chameleon. I don't know if you can say it like that. He can... get in every environment easily.
That was,
you know,
great pronunciation, by the way.
Thank you. You know, and then...
Chameleon.
Then, you know, that's what I like.
That's a Puerto Rican chameleon.
And I really work on vibes. Like, if I don't vibe with you, I can't work at all. Mm. Like,
I know what you mean.
No matter, like, how much followers you have, I'm not going to force myself. I'm going to be like, I'd rather do my videos with my two friends, like Pierre and Pierre FL and Bankroll. That's my people that I do my videos with.
They're funny,
with.
By the way.
They're funny. That's my guys. I don't, people tell funny. Me like, why don't you do, like, it's not like I don't do it. It's just like, I don't know. You know, I don't
it's
know if the vibe going to be.
It's not the same.
And I don't, and I feel like I'd rather do my videos by myself and get to my point by myself. I don't want somebody that be like, oh, I had more followers than him. Mm-hmm. So that's why he got there, because of me, the video. Well, I'd rather do my own stuff, you know what I mean? So I work a vibe, and these are one of the reasons, like, you know, that's my team.
It's funny you say that, because lately we've been, like, with the whole process of scheduling guests and whatnot, like, you know, we see all these influencers.
Oh, yeah.
And people send us people to get on all the time. But it's kind of hard, because people ask us, like, what's your process of picking the guests? Mm. And, you know, we had met you before, so we already knew.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, like, we see, you know, some Instagram model or whatever, and it's just pictures.
Yeah.
There's no video, no personality.
Okay, that's another reason why I don't have Instagram. Okay, I'm going to just go ahead and say it.
You that type of guy. You follow all
there's
of
so
them.
So many bad women on there.
So, so I can tell you guys are, like, a team. You bounce off each other. So how do you...
Whoa.
How do you...
Oh, pause.
Okay, bounce ideas right. off of each other.
Okay.
Right?
All right. That's fine. It's head 2023.
Is like in the right now.
That's fine. It stays there. It stays there. No, good.
So how do you handle adversity? Like, if you told a joke and they didn't respond to it, how do you guys handle it?
That's a good question.
Are you gonna be honest?
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest.
Go ahead.
I'm mad.
Yeah.
Really?
Tears.
No, I don't.
Tears. No, he don't be in tears. But
I don't be in tears. I just be like, oh.
He takes it hard.
Yeah, I takes it hard. Because
especially
this.
Like live, if people are like, that wasn't funny.
No, it's the silence, I believe. Because every crowd is different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know
silence.
What I'm saying? Yes. And he hasn't had a lot of those.
Have you been booed at all? Have you been like, boo? Like,
tomato,
at all?
Yeah, tomato. I've been booed that, okay, I'm about to say something. It's actually maybe a clip that you guys can use, okay? Yeah. But I've been booed at the Drewski event.
what his tour?
Could have been, should have been tour, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't, you know yeah. what?
But it's the thing.
That didn't really count.
It doesn't count because I'm going to explain how it happened.
It didn't really count.
So it, I saw that. Because
I don't know if they were booing you or just booing, like they didn't let you.
No, they didn't let me do my thing.
Wait, did you audition?
So basically, I thought it's going to be the audition one-on-one like you do on YouTube, right? But it wasn't because it was supposed to come
show.
To
it's a show.
It was a show. It was his show. And the show is more like to show the rappers, the dancers, the singers. And he bounced off their performance to make the crowd laugh, which is a great way to do. And nobody's done that. And I respect that, you know. But me, I wasn't aware of that. I thought like I was supposed to do my thing. I said I'm a comedian.
Yeah, he got cut off a couple times. Nothing against Drewski. Drewski doing his thing. Drewski, I didn't know who he was until they told me because I'm old.
Yeah.
But I was there and he does his thing. Like you know, the dude got commercials. He had commercials. Yeah. He's good at what he does.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a little more honest. Stand up comedy, you against Drewski, I got my dog. Right here.
Whoa.
But listen.
I don't
even got
me.
Oh, whoa. Nah, real talk. I've seen, I got my money on my dog. Anyway, but Drewski's show, what he does, hey, listen, ding, ding.
That's the clip right there.
You know what I'm talking about? Round one. Nah, but.
I'm the one. He doesn't have Instagram. That's I'm the one that's going to get
it. See? I know what I'm doing. No, but like I said, I'm nothing against Drewski. Because Drewski, I didn't know who he was, and I sat in the crowd, and Drewski had me dying.
Okay, so you've been booed off. So how do you handle, like, people not responding in live, real time?
I never show, like, it's a part of the game. It's a part of the thing. Like, you're going to get booed off. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm going to get booed off.
You will never be booed off while you're doing comedy on. I don't think you ever will. That was a special situation, in my opinion. And it doesn't really count, even though technically it does, because there were boos. But
it was in front of like
colors. I'm not talking about alcohol for your old people. It was booze about, means boo.
No, Sean, you're making jokes. Like, nobody get it, dude. Like, even my mama wouldn't get it.
I thought you said editing. Editing, they're going to edit.
But no, I got booed, and then it wasn't because my joke was bad. I couldn't even say my jokes because before that it was rappers, singers, girls that were twerking.
Yes.
So the vibe of the crowd
was a setup.
Yeah, it was a setup.
Your talent wasn't really meant to be.
No.
And even when I was starting to do a joke, because Drewski, his thing is to troll, and I respect that. I even DM'd him. We spoke. Like, he responded to my DM. Like, we spoke and stuff. He's a real ass guy. Like, dead ass. You know. And
he's talented. I think he's talented.
Yeah,
I think
he's talented. Real talk. Drewski's really talented. Absolutely. You know what I mean? And then he told me, like, no, it's just because the vibe wasn't stand up comedy vibe.
No,
it was rapping. All this kind of like ghetto vibes. You know, like, we're just here for the fun. We're just here to like joke around and. You know,
To be honest, I follow it a lot too, but this is my first time hearing how it actually goes. I didn't know that neither.
Now, a lot of people like go on like Twitter and say like, "Oh, I was expecting him to do stand up comedy, but he's not really doing stand up comedy. He's doing this." But that's just his thing. It's this new
way. That's his crowd. He has that.
And then people love it. Some people love it. Some people don't. Mm-hmm. And that's just a part. Not everybody gonna like it. Mm-hmm. And that night, it was just meant for me. And he did his thing because I mean, I got a video where it's like telling the DJ like, play the music. Every time I told him, he's like, play the music.
Right, so
he was
so like kind of cutting him off.
Like, I want to say a joke. And I was like, it's all good. I didn't take it too hard because it's a part of the show. And I can't be mad about him. I can't be mad at that. It's his show. That's supposed, how it's supposed to be. So I didn't get mad. I was like, it's all good. Like, maybe like when it's going to be my game field, I'm going to do my thing too. Like, you know what I mean? So
I mean, he reacted better than a lot of people would in that situation, dog.
Man, I'll be seeing people get kicked off of there.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he did good.
Because I know, like, if you're gonna do stand up comedy, it's not gonna be always like laughter. It's people gonna praise you, and I know at some point I really want to do this, and I'm not gonna just making jokes. I'm telling you right now, in 2023, I'm letting y'all know. Not now, y'all can't cancel me now because I just started. But one day, I'm going to say something, you're going to be mad. I'm letting you know.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen because it's going to be at the time where I already made my money. So even if you guys cancel me, I'm good.
So, we don't care.
We're going to take your phone. Yeah, I'm telling you
now. You know what I mean? So we're going to take your phone so you can record it. So I'm going to say some crazy stuff and then nobody going to complain about it. You know, and then that's just how it went. I got booed and I reacted like it's a part of I got mad. I got sad in the back. I was backstage. I was mad. I was sad. I was like, why am I here? And then I just, I just believe in God, but I know we're not supposed to talk about anything, but I was like, it's a part of like the process for me to learn. And it's better for me to learn here than actually do my jokes and people boo me. Now I'll be like, yeah. Happen. It won't happen because.
But you got to feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You feel have to feel that.
And that, yo, that's why I give him, bro. I tell him all the time, bro, just by you getting on stage, I give you all the credit in the world. Mm-hmm. Because, yo, that's like half the battle. Like having the cojones. Yes. I could curse in Spanish, can I? No. To have the huevos to get on stage, you know what I'm saying? It takes a lot, bro. You like not every, you know. I was like, yo, are you going to do the podcast or not? And I was like, I don't know.
I respect. Exactly. This is spontaneous.
And it's only because I know you. But he gets up in front of people he has never met in his life. You know what I'm saying? And he gets up and he does his thing. So, like, I respect that more than anything. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that.
Yeah, any performer is like, that shit.
Anybody. I mean,
yeah, it's not. It's
anybody
not
that easy. Goes to the improv.
Some people need to recognize they're not good at stand-up, though. Some people.
It's a work in progress.
I'm not talking about many.
I'm saying like people.
Some people been doing it for a while. Didn't
you? Well, that's
I just
want to
let y'all know. I ain't saying it.
Listen, I'm in the crowd a lot. Some of y'all. I be dipping my fry like, yeah, you sorry as hell.
I ain't gonna hold you. I'm a big fan of comedy. I like going to comedy shows.
Who's your favorite comedian?
Right, Emmanuel Carey. Yeah.
Fire. Yes. I didn't bait him.
Yes.
No, go ahead.
All time.
Who's your favorite famous comedian?
I gotta go Chris Rock, probably.
Chris Rock. Yeah. And why do you like about Chris Rock?
I'm sorry. Not Chris Rock. Chris Tucker.
Stand-up comedian. So you've seen his old stuff then?
I've seen the old stuff.
You come here, girl. You seen that one? Yes. Okay. No. Okay. So he's more of an actor though. Like he blew up off mm-hmm. crazy
he
off
blew up, act,
Def Comedy
he was,
Jam.
He was doing stand up before acting.
Right. No. Absolutely. But after that, he did stand up recently, but it was how many years before he did stand up?
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? But that's what I mean. I mean, like, if once he gets big on stand up, I believe somebody's gonna yipe him up for movies.
Oh, for sure.
And
you know
what I'm saying?
For sure.
Yeah. But yeah, Chris,
I love stand up so much. Awesome. I love that. That is just, it's the best feeling. Just seeing people laugh, like being happy because of me. Oh man, I know we can't curse, but my dick is hard. It makes me happy. I love it. And then I'm going to keep on doing it. I got this tatted ETW. Entertain the world for a reason because I'm going to make everybody laugh at least one time. See me on your camera.
All I
got
to do
laugh.
Is look at you. I'm pretty sure you'll get a giggle out of half the country.
That was funny.
That was funny.
I can't hear your bones crack, Sean. You old as hell. You should go to bed right now. It's
I'm on medication, so I know it's a lie because I know it's a lie because my medication has been working. So my bones are definitely not cracking. And wake up.
That was Sean. Every day we talk. You know, old people just wait.
You know, I work hard, sir.
I know.
We're gonna say no ages.
No, we're not.
You don't want to lose the girls.
I was born in the 80s.
Hey, but for real though, for real, you looking like that at your age?
Thank you, brother.
I respect it.
Let's go. My question was, if you weren't doing this podcast, what would you be doing? Like, if you weren't doing this?
What was that, back in
2020? I'm not trying to think of what my career dream was. I'm trying to think of when we started this podcast and where my path was going at that time. I think I would be doing some type of acting.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to, you know, it was crazy.
B-star.
I almost did stand up one time.
Really?
Way back when.
Really?
Well, not way back.
You know what? You should.
Bro, I almost, so there was a...
It's the best thing to do.
I got asked to be on it was like a pageant at FAU.
Yeah, are you in a beauty pageant?
Not a beauty pageant.
Oh, yeah. I always thought you're a good looking kid. I always,
go ahead. It was like, I don't know, it's a pageant, there's contestants, but it's not beauty. You have to come with a talent. Talent show, baby.
Oh, okay.
And I got picked, and I was like, I don't really know a talent like that. Like, you know, I started trying to learn piano real quick. I learned a little something, but okay. I ain't learned.
So wait, let me get this straight real quick. So they chose you to be on a talent show, and then you started learning piano?
That's awesome. So by week three, I'm like, this ain't it. Like, I'm going to come and mess up notes. I'm going to get embarrassed.
Right.
So I was thinking, like, what could I do? And I like to entertain people, too. Maybe that's why the podcast started.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? I might do something. I might come up here and tell some jokes.
Right,
some stand-up comedy. I don't know how it's going to go.
Yeah.
Well.
But it don't hurt to try. But I was nervous, bro. I was scared. I was shy. I was like, this is going to scare. Because it's going to be a lot of people there.
Yeah.
Right.
It was at the auditorium.
Right.
And then it actually got it canceled like 3 days before.
And it was like,
whoa.
You know what? You know what? Oh, I'm not gonna be a hater, but I'm glad it got canceled because what y'all doing now
is it's dope. Really dope.
Yep.
Appreciate
the quality is nice all the time I see on IG. I'm like, wow. It looks nice. It looks professional.
It looks amazing. It's my first time. I've never seen it.
I can't wait to see how good I look on camera. I think I might look good.
Flex one real quick. Go, yeah.
That's not fair.
Yeah.
That's racist.
What?
Nothing.
How? But no, I love it. So what about you?
Because it's weird. Like, now that I'm in the realm of a content creator, I would want to become like a personal brand. Mm-hmm. But back then, I wasn't really into it.
Yeah.
So I was, man, I don't know.
You'd probably be a body double for one of the DeBarge. DeBarge clone? You know DeBarge? The DeBarge? It's an old 80s.
I don't know. I was working at UFIT, making like $15 an hour chasing mm-hmm. women at the club.
Wow. Every
nice.
But he was working at
UFIT. Nice. $50.
$15.
Okay.
Yeah. We were both working at
UFIT. What club you was going to for $15 an hour?
My parents were helping me pay.
Aha, okay.
So, yeah, it was
okay.
But if you think
when we started this, we were 23.
Yeah, I was 23.
We're both 23 because it was early in the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we trying to figure ourselves out. Then COVID hits. You know, I don't know about your situation, but I know I got furloughed from my job. I was working at a gym too.
Okay.
So
was it LA Fitness?
I was working at a country club.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I used to go to the LA Fitness though. That's what we used to talk about.
Okay. Gotcha.
But I'm like, bro, I don't know what direction to go in. Like, my career was a trainer basically at that point. Mm. But then I started contemplating things. I'm like, I don't really know what to do. And then we just started going live. Next thing you know, it turned into a podcast. A following came in.
You got a cameraman sit.
I got my answer. This is hella out of pocket.
That took long enough. It's
hella out of pocket. I don't know if I would succeed in it, but I would definitely give it a try. OnlyFans.
Jesus Christ.
I knew it.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
I knew it. I wanted to say it, but I was like, I don't know if I should.
Didn't you say before COVID though? Yeah. Was OnlyFans live before COVID? It's been for a minute.
It got popular after.
Yeah. Okay.
That boy's gonna be in the crib slanging this.
You see this?
How did you already know?
Because we had a conversation in the past and with T Pindo, and the crazy stuff that you were saying on the podcast was like, yeah, this guy's he's a freaky guy. This guy like to put it down. He loved that.
Yo,
this guy right here.
He got more naked pictures of himself in his phone than other.
hey, chill. Don't tell him that.
Listen, I know that because I too aspire to be an OnlyFans man.
So what's stopping you?
He's old.
Thank you for that.
That's what's stopping
you. You can get all the 40.
I can get the 40-year-olds. And they got the most money. Matter of fact, they got the best credit. Matter of fact, I might go ahead and start.
You said they got the best credit.
You know what, Manny? I quit. Okay, yeah, I'm going.
All right.
I'm going to follow my dream.
Being the only fan, dude.
I'm gonna be the only fan. I'm at one fan. It's gonna be the only fan.
But you should dead ass start an OnlyFans and tell jokes.
You don't have
to be butt ass naked. Just tell your jokes on there
with your shirt off.
He contemplated.
I'm gonna do Patreon, like, because I have like I want to film like a short film / stand up comedy together.
Yeah, we're working
comedy special. We're working on that, and I'm gonna put like on a platform where people can pay like for $1 and watch it. Please.
I'll bet.
Thank you
for real.
It's gonna be like good quality.
No, I mean like help out. Like we need your cameraman.
That would be different. People would tune in. They'd be like, whoa.
I've never heard of that. So OnlyFans.
Be like, he's so funny. You have to see him.
OnlyFans wasn't created to be a sex app.
Really?
Yeah. It was a creator app.
Nah, but like, I know I'm not on the level like to be like even people like favorite comedian yet, but I'm working towards it.
That's a lie.
No, like, you know, I'm going to work my butt off.
Bro, who's your favorite comedian, Manny?
You got a big following.
Oh, yeah. Keep going. Yeah, thank you.
Who's your favorite comedian, Manny?
My favorite comedian? So. It's tight. For me, Dave Chappelle and Kevin Hart are like this. Okay. For me, that's like that.
Yo, I respect. I hate when people say Kevin Hart not funny.
How many people say that?
A lot
they
of people.
So many people say that.
Bro, that man is so smart.
You know what it is?
Bro.
He's naturally funny, dog. Like that, he got it natural. Like that's him, how he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know who's the most intelligent comedian to me is Dave Chappelle.
Oh.
Yes.
So good.
Bro.
I watched him live.
That man.
And I was like, wow.
That man is a pioneer.
Yeah, we saw him live, dog.
Bro, I was like,
and he smoked 6 cigarettes and drank 10 beers.
Bro,
and
killed it. He's so good.
And on stage.
So good.
That's
a like monster.
Like, if I'm in a room with this guy one day, I'm going to be like, Star Trek. It's so good. It's so good. Like, you just sit down, talk to you, mm-hmm. stand up, talk to you again, sit down again,
smoke a cigarette, and yo, spitting fire the whole time. And then
fire.
And then what he'll do is he'll set you up for a joke that's coming in a half an hour.
Yeah. He's gonna do a joke at the beginning.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and then you're gonna hit it in the middle of the set.
That's when you can write like that, bro.
It links from what he said in the beginning. Mm-hmm. That's the type of jokes, like that's the type of level I'm trying to get to. But like, you know, I just feel like right now I'm in a phase of my life where I gotta experience stuff. Like I gotta
start. Still growing somewhere. As a comedian.
I'm still growing. But the first time I'm gonna have to open for somebody, I think that's gonna be the best day of my life, you know, like an actual comedian, mm-hmm. like a professional stand-up comedian. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take that stuff so seriously. I'm gonna study the crowd. I'm gonna work my butt off. I'm gonna study the crowd. Make sure to say everything well. Breathe it. Feel people welcome. Because I want people to feel like they're listening to a storyteller. This is stand-up comedy storytelling. Like I love to tell like stories about stuff that I do to my friend, and they always captivate and they laugh. I've been like, I'm not saying I've been doing stand-up comedy but for long, but I've been doing that. That's why, like, when I do stand-up comedy, it's easier, you know? But with a little bit of more training, and the more you do, that's what they said, the more you do, the better you get at it.
Right.
You know, I'm being real honest. Like, I believe in what I can do, and I don't want to be cocky. I don't want to sound pretty, like, big and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I know I can make, like, people laugh, in a word. Sure. And I wouldn't put this on my forearm if I didn't believe in the fact that I can do. Like, I used to play soccer. Like, I'm a D1 soccer player, but I don't play anymore. I don't compete, but I'm still on the roster for FAU. I was like, I know how to play soccer, but do I know how to do as a high level? I knew it was like a limit.
You know what I mean? You can do comedy at a high level.
Yeah, all day. I know I can do comedy. Like, I sit down and be like, yeah, people sit down and be like, yo, this kid is funny. This kid got it. Like, you know, when I finish shows, people ask me, like, do you do something else in life? Like, you should do this. Like, I hope you just do this for you. I'm like, I'm a student. Like, I go to school. I don't get paid for this. I just love it. I'm just trying to get to the point where you guys put your money into something and you experience the event. Even when we're working on throwing something, an event where people can pull up. Mm-hmm. But we don't want them to feel like they're watching setup. We're going to do like a whole experience around it. You know what I mean? Like a whole thing. We're not going
to
say
we're going to put on a show.
We might have to collab because we're trying to set up an event too.
So. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We just need the room. We just need the venue. Mm-hmm. Bro, I assume that we got the venue.
Yeah. We're waiting.
God, give me a platform.
We're waiting, Improv West Palm. We're waiting.
Just give me 1 month. Like 1 month and a half.
I'd be so tired. I'd be like, yeah, I send them Uber. I'm like, yo.
Yeah, and I just go.
Yeah, I'm good.
And the crazy thing about it, like, that's just why I appreciate it. Every time that I get on stage, I'm like, Manny, it's not only you going on stage right now. It's you and Sean. Like,
yeah, I feel the same way. I feel the same way.
Don't kill it just for you. Kill it for Sean, for the times that he put in your black.
And then when he does kill it, it just makes it feel like, I'm literally like, wow. And I'm like, I'm in the crowd too, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in the crowd and I'm watching him too. And I'm like, and then I hear people laughing at stuff that we rehearsed. And it's just an amazing feeling. So, like, you know what I'm saying?
It's crazy hearing all this because I was getting my cut from you before COVID.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? I wasn't cutting before COVID. Like, I was done cutting. You know what I'm saying? Like, COVID made me cut hair again. You know what I'm saying?
And, you know, I had moved the whole time. I didn't even know this is what you were up to.
Yeah.
I didn't even know Manny until.
Your brother knew, though. Your brother knew.
Do you have any upcoming events? You want to let them know?
April 19, I will be at the West Palm Beach Improv. I'm going to go. It's going to be April 19. I believe it's on the Thursdays, always Thursdays. The show starts at 7 p.m. It's bunch of, like, comedians.
It's free to get in. Y'all might as well go. And it's you're going to have a good time.
Everybody safe.
Free?
Yeah, you say my name.
But yeah, but you got to buy a drink.
You got to buy a drink. You know what I mean? But it's free to get in. And you say my name. You say my name, call me Manny, and you get in and you sit down.
It's free when you say call me Manny.
He got you like that. He got you like
that. Yeah, the thing too is like to these comedy clubs, they need to see that you can bring people. Mm-hmm. You know? But the thing also, like, they know I have a following base. Like, they know I have like a lot of people follow me. So sometimes they hate it.
Well, you said
come on. I'm dead ass.
Well, you said come make a clip.
That you have
we
a
got
follow.
A following too.
And because I kill it. When I go, I kill it and I have a following base. So people are like,
what's the problem?
Because they just feel they
the
I don't
know.
They don't
yes.
say it. Listen, let me tell you something. One time he was doing a set and he said something that the crowd exploded. And I'm like, I'm smiling, I'm laughing, I'm like, wow. And the comedians, there's a little spot where all the comedians stay. And I'm like, wow. And I looked over there like, yo, everybody gotta love it.
I was like, wow. And then I was like, yes. You know, because I knew if they hating,
it's
I was
probably
like.
Probably the ones that have been doing it for 30 years.
Yes. And they're the ones that need to stop.
They probably like, damn, why didn't I think of that?
Yo, like, real talk. But you know what? There's good. A lot in this little. Listen, we've been doing it for like a year. He's been doing it for a year. And we met a little comedian circuit. And you know what I'm saying? There are some good, there's some oh, yeah. good comedians out there, bro.
Yeah, really good.
With different styles. It's just like rap and different styles. Or for sure. Everything with a different style. Like people creative. Call it yeah. creating with a different style.
But the thing is like when
but for the
see,
same goal, yeah, to make
but
people
you see
laugh.
These events, they be having like their little lineup. The comedians gonna have like people. I see like on their stories where they have like gigs and why am I invite? Yeah. You know? Yeah. Then I never get invited for nothing. Like I'm always like, I go to the improv, do my thing. Then I leave. They never.
I think that's coming through.
Manny gonna be telling them jokes.
Yes, April 19th.
Can I vibe with y'all? Gonna be there.
Yeah,
we saying it now.
Hey, oh, yeah,
what time? What time?
It starts at 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
And yes, the more people that I bring, the longer they let me get on stage.
Okay. Because, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah.
I mean? We gonna bring
everybody
our people.
Get like five minutes. But like, if you come like with three other people, you come with three other people.
Yeah, Manny get like
just
10 minutes.
Just call me Manny. Like they go like okay. Manny, you have like this, but we're gonna put you at the end. But you have like more.
That's what happened last time. Last time he had half the crowd there.
Yeah,
and they let him rock for a while.
They let me rock.
Excellent show.
Dying. And then I was like, when I see people, I always get on stage. I say a little joke to like people. Like, okay, he's there. So when I see people live, I'm like, okay, let's go. You see, it's like you do a little jab. You see, like, oh, he took it. You ready? You get like, okay, I'm gonna hit you. Pop, pop, huh, dodging. But I love that, and it's him who taught me that because all the time I was like, it was like Manny. Damn. Yeah. You don't need to vibe with him. Just hit him here, chilling, looking at someone, talking again. You know what I mean? You got like, and I believe in the fact like every time I get on stage, I try to look good. Mm-hmm. I try to like feel like give them an experience. They feel like they're watching someone that can be big one day. And they be like, I've seen this kid when he was starting. And I really work hard. Like I think about this all the time. That's the only thing is on my mind. Mm-hmm. Like I think like, how am I gonna get there? How am I gonna do this? But I just believe in God.
If you're one of those two people at the taco stand, get in touch with somebody and we're gonna, you can sit in the front row.
Like, for real, like I love stand-up comedy and I really wanna do this. That's what I wanna do. I wanna be an actor. I wanna be a stand-up comedian. I just wanna entertain the world. That's my goal. And any sort of way, I just wanna bring laughters. And I really believe like in the fact, like I can fit in, like a lot of rooms, you know what I mean? I can get along a lot of rooms. So like, that's how I learned stand-up comedy do by watching this. I can take like one here, mm-hmm. and then have my own thing and make something different. So when people call me Kevin Hart, I take it as a compliment, mm-hmm. but also I'm taking it as like, that means like I gotta make it. That so people be like,
yeah, I mean, if people look at you and think Kevin Hart, it's not less like a bad person.
Oh, I love
at least they don't look at you and think about like the crackhead on the corner, or something like that. You
but know some mean? People's like, this is Kevin Hart 2.0, this is the next Kevin Hart. This is like, I appreciate that, but sometimes now when I post videos on TikTok that get like 1 million views, people just gonna comment that so they can have likes.
Everybody likes the clouds.
Yeah, I did a video where it's like doing this video where like I'm putting like lotion on my hand. You act like I'm about to.
Like, I seen that video.
You saw that video, right?
Yeah,
and people said,
freak nigga.
Sounds like Kevin Hart. I was like, I just say no. And what about it? Somebody said that. I was like, I commented back. I was like, yeah, now you're just looking for clout. Like, because there's
it's
nothing.
It's not the trolls on there.
Yeah, it's just like, there's nothing about Kevin Hart in this video. Like, okay, when I do a video, I'm going to say something. People, my comedy style is kind of the same. Okay, I get it, you know, because it's one of my inspiration. He's one of the GOATs. Watch the next one I'm going to do.
Oh, yeah. That's
the one
good.
On April 19th.
That's going to be good.
That's going to be good.
That's like, going to be good.
I already got the jokes, the beginning of the thing. We going to sit down.
Yeah, like right now, we don't have anything. But guess what? From tonight into the showtime,
19,
we're going to be cooking.
I'm not even doing next week. There's like another open mic. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to do it.
And thank you guys.
Thank you guys for having us. This was a blast.
For sure. You promote anything?
OnlyFans.
I know this thing.
It's coming soon.
Let me tell you something. Boy, keep you away from my girlfriend, boy. When I get one, I'm going to keep you away from her.
That's a little light-skinned cute guy.
Yeah, I'm tired of it. I didn't know light skins are back in. Are we back in?
Oh, they're back in.
Are we back in? Oh, it's a young light skin. Am I light skin?
I'm brown skin.
You brown skin? I'm not light skin.
This guy's funny. He don't want to do stand-up comedy.
Absolutely not. There's no way.
So
they're going to see after this podcast.
Huh?
They're going to see the real you.
They can see what the hell they want. You ain't going to see me on stage, man.
They going to see him there.
You ain't going to see me only me.
But I'm not promoting nothing this time. No OnlyFans yet. You know.
So I'm out? My name is Emmanuel Carey, a.k.a. Call Me Manny, and I am on a mission to entertain the world.
Yes, sir.
Make sure you remember that.
Yes, sir.
ETW.
Yes,
sir. I'm out. Say something, old guy. They want to know.
It was great to be here.
Yes.
It really was.
And his back hurts. You got to go to bed.
My back hurts and my ass hurts.
Yes.
And yeah.
What you got to say?
Again, it's your boy Chris. You can follow me on IG.
And I'll be naked on OnlyFans. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No OnlyFans yet. It's coming though.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Mathis 023.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. And you can follow your boy Caz, CAZ_0. I'm going to go ahead and drop the OnlyFans too, because you know why not. We here. You know,
why not? 2023.
You know, you might as well. Why not? You know, extra source of income. You know, we need that passive
income.
You know
sir.
What I'm saying? But don't go nowhere, because you can follow this beautiful podcast, Can't Have Out With Y'all Podcast, all platforms, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Pandora.
Wow.
All this.
Wow.
Everything.
The Disney Channel.
Everything.
Disney Channel. Come on, Sean. Nobody watch that no more.
I do.